Hoot. 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 What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Talk and Shop, where you take off your pants, you crack a beer, and you're hungover as hell because you just did Wrestle Grand Slam in the freaking Tokyo Dome last night. I'm hungover. I'm tired. I'm with Emilio Sparks. The boys are being lazy as fuck, and they did not join us this week. So no. Here we are. We're hanging out.
So we're here and we're hanging out, and I'm watching Rocky eat peanuts and be hungover, and he's using his, I don't know, Game Gear Call of Duty headset today. So we're batting 1,000 today, folks. But I like it because you look official. It's like you're about to like call something or like curse out a teenage kid for like killing you in Call of Duty or some shit.
It's so true. I couldn't find my my cable right now. The proper. No, I don't have my. I'm not set up properly right now. Like, it's a terrible setup. You should see it. It's awful.
Do you curse out kids when you're playing Call of Duty or whatever video game you're playing when you're like dialed in on the Xbox?
It's usually a little shit.
It's a good thing I don't play video games then. So,
and I've been playing the hell out of Rust.
What is that?
It's a game where you build shelter. You start out naked on a beach, right? And you'll have a rock and a torch, right? Then you got to use the rock to break down like trees and stone, then collect it. Then you can make like a pickaxe or like a machete. And then you like, you just keep going. So like you try to build shelter, you build a fire, you build a place so you can cook your food, you know, get water. You're just trying to survive.
Yeah. See, I don't know if I could play those and survive really well because I'm not one of those naked and afraid cats where you can drop me in the middle of nowhere and then I'm going to build an entire civilization. I love that show. I'm probably all sorts of fucked if you think about it. Like I have to live off the fat of the land and the man, you know. Thank God I was born after the Industrial Revolution popped, because I don't think I could ever use a loom or a plow or whatever. Build with my hands. What's that?
No, for real. I mean, I'm the same way. Like I was, you know, we're city folk, you know, me and you. We're from major cities. We grew up in major cities. I couldn't survive in real life in there, but like a video game. That's probably as far as it goes.
So who from our group do you think could survive in Rust if it was real life? Is it Chad? Is it Drew? Is it you? Is it me? I think I'm out first. I think I'm done. Like, I think I'm falling off a cliff. I think he seems resourceful.
I think I could survive as long as I didn't get into like any groups, like run into any groups. If I could, I'd probably stay in the shadows in the background, you know, like in the middle of the forest, like try to stay away from any humans, you know. I think Gallows would be like right up in the mix of everything. He'd have minions already making a new, you know, civilization.
And he's just there trying to figure out how to make grain alcohol so he can get buzzed.
Exactly.
He's just sitting there drinking mead. Is that what it's called? Mead?
Yeah, mead. Yeah, mead. Yeah.
That's the next thing. Watch, Talking Shop mead. So you're in Tokyo, baby boy. When are you coming home? I feel like you've been there for like 2 months.
I've been here for a month now, and I go home in like 2 days. Thank God.
Are you excited to go home?
To go home. Oh, I'm ecstatic. See my kids, my two baby dogs, my wife. See,
like as you get older, do the loops and like the longevity of the loops, like do they start to have a toll on you? Because when you were probably younger, you probably didn't give a shit. You would right. If they told you to stay the year, you would probably like, yeah, okay, great. I'm having the time of my life. Now, as you get older, how are these like trips now for you?
They're tough. No, you're exactly right with that. You know, when I was young, I could stay here, you know, for 2-3 months and be like totally fine with that. But now I'm like, I miss, you know, my wife a lot. And I know it's tough, man.
And how has COVID affected business?
A ton. I mean, we were only able to have a very limited crowd yesterday. We can only have a limited capacity, and they wouldn't let us sell tickets until like, you know, show date or whatever. Like, you know, so there's no walk up or anything. They cut us off. Like the government cut us off like 2 weeks ago or something like that, 2 or 3 weeks ago. So very short window of time to sell tickets, which is tough too. It's such a weird thing in Tokyo. Somebody just sent me a LA Times article, and Phantasma's on the cover. He's doing this splash, but like they're talking about the weird dichotomy between the Olympics not having any fans, but yet in Tokyo, the same city, you're able to have 5,000 fans or whatever, 7,000 fans last night in the Tokyo Dome. It's very strange.
over here, it's full systems a go. I mean, I was at Money in the Bank and I was at AEW Dynamite, and these places are rocking and nobody's wearing a mask and like social distancing's thrown out the window. I mean, I was wearing my mask and I was still trying to like socially distance as much as possible. But it's crazy to see that once you leave this country, how tight restrictions are everywhere else. And that you had to do a 14-day quarantine, and then you were able to go about your business. But it sucks because, like, that was a really good show last night. Because we're recording, full transparency, we're recording Sunday evening. So you'll probably hear this Monday morning or whenever you listen to this. So, hey, what's going on? Follow us all over social media. You know how to do that. And we also have a YouTube channel. Please subscribe. But, yes, it was an incredible card last night. And it didn't have the same... It didn't have the same feel like what normal dome crowds have. And I'm like, damn. And this is some of the best wrestling going on right now, too. It's crazy.
Yeah. Shingo and Tanahashi was fucking amazing last night. It was crazy. Yeah, but you're right. But I know what you're saying. Like, me, even for, as a performer, I'm used to wrestling in the dome, you know, sold out dome and, you know, fans going nuts, you know, and yelling and screaming and doing everything. So to just have clapping or whatever, it's really weird. It's really quiet.
Right,
you're not used to it. I know the states is different. I mean, you were in Austin, right? Or you were in Dallas?
I was in Dallas and then wherever they were for AEW. And then I flew home and I was at GCW in Atlantic City. So I've seen a lot of wrestling.
Ooh, how was GCW?
Do we want to get into that?
Yeah, let's talk about fucking GCW. Yeah.
Do we want to talk about GCW? Matt Cardona's the fucking man?
I saw the clip.
I know. I sent it in the group chat. Hell yeah. Yo, Cardona. First off, he was on WrestleWeb. So he came on the week before. And
good.
So, you know, one of the questions I asked Matt Cardona, I was like, you've done it all. You've done it all, but win a world championship in WWE. What do you feel, or do you feel that there's anything left to prove as a performer? Because you've held every other secondary and tertiary title there. Your brand is very strong with your podcasting stuff and your popularity has never been bigger. Do you feel like you have anything to prove? And, you know, in so many words, I can't remember, so I don't want to paraphrase, but he was like, yeah, I have a ton to prove. And I have a ton to prove to myself. And then the follow-up question was, well, why was it GCW? And it's like, it's one of the best and Nick Gage is the best. And in order to be the best, I have to beat the best. And this company really is word of mouth and mostly social media based. And to see what they caused, such a stir on social media leading up to what they were doing match-wise, was really interesting to see. By the time I got there at 6:30, the entire crowd was so divided. Even waiting online, people were chanting out, MDK, MDK, fuck Cardona, die Cardona, die. I was like, yo, brother's got nuclear heat. And all he was saying was that he's an ECW original. He's going to win a world championship. Like, you know, like all the standard tropes that a really good heel can do. Like the crowd is hot regardless. But the entire time there was a lull, somebody would yell out, fuck Matt Cardona. And he's from Long Island. He's from Long Island. He's an East Coast kid.
He's from New York.
Even when there was a lull, people would be like, fuck Matt Cardona. And I knew right then and there, like, this match is going to be super hot.
Let me ask you something. Do you want to be the only guy on the beach this summer with nasty, stinky, hairy balls? I say no. You don't want anything to do with that. So here's what you got to do. It's time to bundle up with Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. And inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor and a new multifunction on and off switch that can engage a travel lock. This is important because my 3.0 would always go off in my bag, so it's got a travel lock, and it gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off, which is needed for more of a precise shave. Did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? You can do it in the shower or in the wild, and from your chest to your pubes all the way down to your ball fro, the 4.0 is the best trimmer for you. I want you to take your grooming game even further to the next level. I'm talking the Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. That's my favorite thing. The Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, super comfortable, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies for when you're hitting the road and you're going to go on vacation. You'll have the whole thing ready to go at your will. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for hot guy summer. Get 20% off free shipping with the code HOOT at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off and free shipping with the code HOOT. It's manscaped.com. Escape the shrubs and weeds this summer and shine your balls with Manscaped. Growing up, cereal is one of the best parts about being a kid. But I had to give it up because I realized it was full of sugar and junk and all that stuff that you don't really want to eat. But let me tell you about Magic Spoon. 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories per serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, GMO-free, and you can build your own box or get a variety pack with the available flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon. My personal favorite has to be the frosted. So right now, go to magicspoon.com/hoots, H-O-O-T-S, to grab your delicious cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code HOOTS, that's H-O-O-T-S, at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, I'm so confident in their product, that it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund you your money, no questions asked, but I can't imagine you're going to do that. Remember to get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/hoots and use the code HOOTS, H-O-O-T-S, to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode of Talkin' Shop.
People are starting to put on their Nick Gage ski masks because I guess like the crowd really gets into it because they're MDK, they're gang affiliated. It's MDK all fucking day. And now they're like lining up, like they're going to barricade Matt Cardona from stopping to get into the ring to fight the king. And now like they're all there, like somebody's waving a fucking MDK flag. Literally there's flags. This looks like a political rally at this point. There's like flags and they're all MDK flags and everybody's wearing
this. This is wild.
Everybody's wearing their ski masks. The fuck Matt Cardona chants are now at its like apex. And everybody's screaming, fuck Matt Cardona, fuck Matt Cardona. If I'm Matt Cardona, I'm listening to this. I'm probably like so hyped to go out there to do what I'm going to do, right? Like the adrenaline must be pumping because it is insane. The electricity in this room, and it's at the Showboat Casino. It's like this big open space, this grand ballroom, right? It fit like a couple thousand people, man. And this place was packed from pillar to post. And he trolls everybody with his WWE music, right? And he does the, oh, radio, tell me everything you know. And a sea of boos just wah. It's everybody booing all at once. I think I was the only one cheering for Matt Cardona because I love this entire setup. I'm neutral in this. I'm fucking Switzerland at this point. I'm just here as a spectator because I have to see this. Like I had to be there. So now Matt Cardona comes out. And now he's fighting his way through the crowd and like the GCW security are literally pushing people out of the way. They're pushing people and the boos and people are just saying vile, filthy stuff about him. It's bad. And he's just there shit-eating grin. He's wearing all white. He knew what he was doing. He was really feeding into the crowd. He was playing a really good heel. Right. They do the my favorite thing in the world, right? Like then there's that lull. The first person's music cuts off. And now people are just like softly starting to chant MDK, MDK. And it's getting louder. MDK, MDK, MDK. And now half the crowd chant all fucking day. MDK, all fucking day. MDK, all fucking day. And then you hear the gong from whom the bell tolls. Bong, da-dun, da-dun, dun, da-da-da-da. And the crowd lost itself. Like these people fucking went ballistic. They bum rushed. And they bum rush and everybody now is wearing their ski masks. And it's probably like 300 people wearing ski masks at this point. That he comes out and he starts pushing people. It's literally like a rock concert. I don't know if you've ever been in a mosh pit, but if you don't go with the current of people, you're going to get trampled. Legitimately, you're going to get trampled. So you have to go with like the current. And he is literally navigating this and he's pushing people and they're pushing him back and he's putting his forehead with their forehead. And he's like, MDK all fucking day. And he's like telling people he loves them. And it's like this gang shit. We're a fucking family. This is us. Like, fucking.
What does MDK mean?
Murder, death, kill. And that's what they're doing. So they're like putting their heads together. The crowd's
violent.
This is violent before it even starts.
It's so punk rock before it fucking even goes out there. I love it.
It's such a big fuck you to like any like type of standards and practices that you think is a professional wrestling crowd, right? This company. It's so interactive.
So raw. Yeah. No, it's just
dope. And that's what it is. That their audience is such a raw audience, is that they we all live and die with our favorite performer, but a performer themselves is the GCW crowd. So now he's legitimately working his way through the crowd. You can't hear yourself think because they just keep on chanting. They're screaming MDK all fucking day. He gets in the ring. They do the face-off thing. They get introduced, and then they're off to the races. And for a while, Cardona's not bleeding, right? Like, he's not bleeding. And Nick Cage is like, you know, doing the back shots with the light tubes, and the spooky dust is all over the place. And the crowd's getting hot because they want to see him like really bleed.
Cage is bleeding at this point. Is Gage bleeding?
Gage has got a little color to him, you know, because Cardona's taking some of the light tubes and popping them over the head or whatever. Like, they're right. Doing it. Then they get outside. They start, like, you know, throwing down and, like, they're fighting in the crowd. They get back in. And then this is where it just gets into high gear, because now they both start to just get really, really bloody. Cardona throws him up against the ropes. Gage hits him, clothesline, throws him on the ropes. And now Cardona's just laying on the ropes. Gage takes the light tube, starts breaking him over Cardona's head, and then starts stabbing Cardona's temple. Literally stabbing his temple with the light tubes. Now Cardona is just bloody. He's bloody.
Whoa.
Crimson mask. The shirt is no longer white. It is just all red. He goes through some glass, some plexiglass. His back is cut to shreds, Cardona. Pizza cutter fucking comes out. The crowd, now they lose it. Now they want Cardona to die. Now they want this man to die. Rock, this is the most primal thing that I've ever seen. Like, I now imagine.
This is rust.
This is rust. Exactly. This is rust, right? We have to do this. We would have to do this. I would die immediately in rust, right? Because I am not that. You would have to kill me.
Right.
You're going to have to sacrifice me to the gods at this point. And that's what Nick Gage was doing to Matt Cardona. He was sacrificing him to the GCW gods, which is the crowd. And now he's cutting him up, right? And the crowd is so primal.
So what happened with this fucking pizza cutter?
Oh, he's using it. He's cutting him. He's cutting him. He's literally cutting him across the forehead with the pizza cutter. The way that I could equate it, if we were at the Roman Colosseum, that is what we would see. It's just violent, bloodthirsty. It's very, very primal.
That's a good way to put it. Like, it's kind of like fucking the Roman Colosseum with tigers coming at and fucking eating humans and shit.
Literally, right?
Bloodthirsty, thousands of people.
Like, this crew comes out. Ricky Shane Page comes out. He's trying to tell his boys not to interfere in this match because they're about to attack Nick Gage. Now, for context, GCW really, they tell really interesting stories, but like, there's no long and lengthy storylines with the exception of Nick Gage and Ricky Shane Page over the last 3 years. He's stopping his boys and he's like, no, you're not going to do this. Let them fight. Let them finish this the real way. And then he looks at them. They look at him and then bang, they start attacking Nick Gage, right? They're beating the shit out of Nick Gage. Now he's all wobbly and discombobulated. They leave the ring. Cardona takes a fucking light tube, cracks it off of Nick Gage's head, and then hits the, what was his finishing move in WWE? What is it called? Like the, where he did that
leg drop thing.
Yeah. Like the broski leg drop thing, like, on their
leg
neck.
Drop thing.
Yeah. Like the leapfrog leg drop thing, whatever it was.
Yeah.
At this point, everybody thinks there's going to be a falsie. There was like maybe two falsies throughout the entire match. So they thought, okay, this is going to be another one. And then, like, you know, Nick Gage will hit him with the pile driver and it'll be over. No. 1, 2, 3. You want to talk about deflating the crowd. Like, the crowd just went silent. I heard one person go, what the
But fuck? Then what happened?
Then the announcer, MLJ, who did a fantastic job the entire night, announces Matt Cardona is the winner. The crowd snaps out of the silence, and then this bloodthirsty rage starts, and they're throwing all sorts of shit into the ring. And now he's getting pelted with water bottles.
He's rioted. I can't believe the amount of fucking beer cans and beer bottles were thrown, because full. I mean, that's wasting good alcohol, people. We can't be doing that. That's good mead.
It is good mead. We wouldn't be wasting that here. We're not with consumption waste, but Yo, he celebrates. And to add insult to injury, at this point now, his heat is nuclear, and he knows what he's doing. He's great. He drops to his knees and does the Shawn Michaels, the boyhood dream come to an end pose. Like, and he's holding the belt and he's looking at it like it's his firstborn child. And the crowd literally is not leaving now for like a good 5 minutes. Like, they are angry. Like, these people are angry. I have never seen a crowd more angrier in my life. Matt Cardona, you have to give him props. He's that dude. The kid's got balls of steel now. Like, huge right. balls, because like, he never did that before. No. And he did it with arguably, in my opinion, the best American deathmatch wrestler of all time. I don't think it gets none better. And you held your own, and Nick protected you. You protected Nick. And you guys told a really great story that lasted for several months via social media. And the apex came off here, and it was perfect. Literally, that's, to me, that's professional wrestling at its finest, is the storytelling and how well you can execute that.
I heard Nick Gage got a fucking massive pop at AEW too.
Massive pop. I was there. We'll talk about that in a minute. Incredible pop.
Yeah.
Let me ask you now, you've wrestled all over the world.
Yeah.
What is your take on stuff being thrown into the ring? Now, you've had money thrown at you.
Yeah, that was nice.
Have you had like other stuff thrown at you, like cans and bottles?
Wrestling in Mexico, there's the good part. Like you said, I've had thousands of dollars thrown into the ring in Arena Mexico. And then I've also wrestled like in the border of Mexico and had fucking, it was almost like a dilapidated arena. Like, they started to build it and then just stopped, but they still decided to hold shows there. So like cement blocks, like tiny cement pieces of block just thrown, bottles, cans, fucking rocks. It's scary, to be honest, when you're on the other side of it and you, there's really nothing you can do except for, put your hands over your head. I mean, that shit's fucking scary, dude. It sucks.
But the optic translates so well.
It looks cool, though. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah,
when they used to do it in WCW, you used to always throw shit at like Hall and Nash or whoever.
That's been done for years. Even you said you've been pelted with a whole bunch of shit. But like, so Meltzer gets on Twitter, and I can understand Meltzer's like, he's from the old school. There's certain things that he'll like, and there's certain things that he doesn't like. And he went on and said that it was very unprofessional of the fans. Now, again, world renowned professional wrestler. Held multiple championships in multiple countries. Do you feel that just feeds into the emotion of the night, and it just goes to show how good the performers are for that night, that the crowd gets worked to that crescendo?
I mean, yeah, definitely. And I think like it probably wouldn't happen in most places, but I mean, definitely at GCW, it's a Wild Wild West, right? So it's kind of like all embedded into that, I feel like, though, too, but hell yeah to the performers, because they, like you said, they worked that crowd up so much that they lost it. They literally lost it. When you're that hot on a high of screaming MDK, MDK, you're with Nick Gage, you're saying fuck Matt Cardona. What happens when, the hero doesn't win? It's going to be fucking madness, right? I mean, you got to know it's going to go that way, especially if the heel's going over, right? So it's like, I mean, it's no surprise. It could have been worse, I feel like,
Yeah, yeah, no, they definitely could have rioted.
Puerto Rico, they'd stab people and shit. They blow up your car.
Wow, that would have been nuclear heat for Matt Cardona, man. But he was great. Then he went on social media and he started. Then he cuts this promo on Fight TV, man. And, he kisses the microphone at the end and says, Chelsea, I love you. We did it. And he was out the door, man. And it's been a whirlwind 24 hours for him. And he was trending over the Olympics and UFC. He was the number one sports trend.
I'm a big supporter of GCW because I love what they do and I love how much freedom they have, you know, like they're able to put on so many different shows, you know, whether it's Spring Break or the fucking Hardcore Madness, or what really caught my eyes when they decided to do that backyard show, you know, I mean, like that was fucking so insanely smart, you know, and you know, what they're doing with Josh Barnett, and they're doing Bloodsport. I mean, they're basically covering all aspects of wrestling for all the fans, which I think is so incredible under one banner. And it's really fucking cool to watch.
So what do you think's the possibility of getting the Hoots to ever do a death match in GCW? I mean, I think Gallows has no issues. I think Gallows will do a death match. I mean, he doesn't pull out a
Gallows. Okay. Well, Gallows will do fucking death match for $50 and fucking Lions, Georgia. He don't care. But I've only been in a couple of like bloody situations. You know, like what when we did the three-way with the Hardys and the Bucks in ROH in Vegas, that was a pretty wild one. I don't know. I mean, I would like to get paid for that, something like that. Really, because I think it would draw, you know, and especially like, look at this beautiful forehead, man. It's got no cuts on it.
Right.
It's all nice and clean.
Right.
You know, good-looking guy.
Has Rocky ever put razor blades a beautiful face, or no, it's just been pristine and like
no. And but you know what, I've never had a really good reason to do it
either, okay, though.
You know, like I've never been in like a crazy blood feud or like a situation where like it needed to happen, you know. And for the most part, like all the companies that I've worked for, like, you know, they've been pretty majors, right? So like they don't really use a lot of blood. AEW's kind of brought blood back, I feel like, to the mainstream, you know?
Oh, but, yeah, man.
For the most part.
They were
for the
blood,
most part, you know, they don't want you to bleed, yeah.
They were blood hungry that night that Mox and Lance went at it. And now that's a question because, you know, according to Gallows, your office, I don't know if that's true or not, but...
Fuck out.
So now what happens with that title now, you know? Because it's crazy to me that two AEW guys wrestled for the IWGP United States Championship on American television. And it's really good brand exposure for New Japan Pro Wrestling. So now what happens
right
with the title? Because the title was supposed, Mox was supposed to defend it in Japan, correct?
Yeah, he was originally, no, well, he was hoping to come back to Japan to defend. He never had a defense lined up. So yeah, so now, well, this week on AEW, it's going to be Hikuleo, so it'll be a New Japan guy, Bullet Club guy, against Lance this Wednesday. And then the winner, I'm guessing, is probably, you know, unless he gets challenged, the winner's probably have to defend it at Resurgence in Los Angeles, New Japan Resurgence, on Fight TV, August 14th. You can check it out. But yeah, probably have to defend it there. So there, you know, there's somebody's got to step up and make the challenge to whoever wins it, whether it's Hikuleo, or, you know, who's the son of Haku, you know, wrestling royalty, you know, Tongan wrestling royalty, or it's going to be Lance Archer, who's finally won a major title. And I think he's been fucking killing it for the last like 3 years, you know, and kind of quietly in a way, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. I'm excited, though. Well, shit. I think that's it, man. Let's close up the shop this week. We'll be back next week. The boys will be back, even though Machine Gun said that he's done with this podcast. He'll never fucking do it again.
Yeah, he said that several times. And I told
him the road. And we will get another edition of the worst podcast of all time.
New Japan, August 14th. Rock, where do they get the tickets?
Ticketmaster.com. It's also going to be on Fight TV if you can't make it to LA. August 14th, Resurgence. Jay White versus David Finley for the Never Open Weight title has been announced. I'm in a six-man. It's going to be fucking awesome. I'm sure the U.S. title match will have implications. That's happening this week on AEW, like I said. And don't miss it. Fight TV, baby. We'll see you next week.
Let him rock.